Lions fans. It's time for the podcast you've been waiting for. The show where Kool-Aid runs blue, faces turn red, and rose-colored glasses never go out of style. This is the Detroit Lions Podcast.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Risen from Lions Wire, the Detroit Lions Podcast. And today we're going to talk about five players that I don't want the Detroit Lions to draft in the upcoming draft. So let's get it. All right. Talked a lot about players that we do want the team to draft, what they need and all that. And I'm going to go today in a direction where there are five players. I picked one at each of the primary positions that the Lions appear to be looking at. At least we all assume that they will be looking at that I really don't want them to draft. And it's not necessarily that they're bad players or that I don't think that they're, you know, have viable NFL futures. I don't feel like they are Lions to me. So we'll start with an easy one. Defensive tackle, T'Vondre Sweat, Texas. So even before he got a DUI this past weekend, and he did, bad, which is pretty much an automatic disqualifier, from the Lions. They just don't, that's just not what they play with. He wasn't a great fit anyways. He's huge. He's a massive run stuffer on the inside. He's 358 pounds, I think. Weighed in a little bit higher than that at some points throughout his career. There was talk that he played actually at 380 at one point for the Longhorns. And look, he's good at what he does. He is a tank moving forward. He can stop double teams. He can stand up against them. He can anchor. He doesn't really generate a lot of pass rush, though. And one of the things that we've seen from him on film and at the Senior Bowl was you ask him to go laterally, he ain't going laterally. Sorry. So wasn't a tremendous fit anyways. He's also, I think, a little bit overvalued by a lot of folks. I think he's a guy who's was even before the DUI, or DWI, I should say, probably wasn't going to go before the third round, maybe the fourth round, just because the NFL doesn't value nose tackles that don't rush the passer all that much, and quite frankly the Lions don't either. So he's an easy one. I'll cross him off the list, and I think that's one that will probably not be too controversial. The next one is a guy though that I think that a lot of Lions fans really like, and I get why you like him. I get why the team likes him, and I've heard that the team likes him. Heard from multiple sources multiple times that the team is interested in, but I'm not into Ennis Rakestraw, the cornerback from Missouri. I'm just not. And there's a couple of reasons. First off, injuries. Missed a season with a torn ACL. Had two separate groin injuries last year, one of which required sports hernia surgery or core muscle surgery. That to me is soft tissue issues. I don't like that. And I will freely admit, I am not somebody who likes taking risk on injuries, which sort of makes me the anti-Brad Holmes. And you know, I diverge with the GM there. That's just the way I am. I am much more cautious about injuries than anything else. And his injury history and the way that he suffered the injuries, they concern me a little bit. Then there's the play. He's pretty good at the corner. If you let him jam, he's good. Attack the run, no question. I get the game film, and I get why people find him appealing. I don't like the fact that he doesn't have that like extra gear and chase gear if he has to flip his hips and then run with a speedy guy. He is not a downfield speed, long speed kind of cornerback. It's just not who he is. He makes up for that by holding a whole lot. And he got away with it for the most part in Missouri. As Pappas in college football, you can get away with that. And there will be times when he gets away with it in the NFL too. But there will be times when he doesn't. And specifically when he re-engages. Remember, they don't have the illegal contact rule in college football. You can re-initiate contact more than 5 yards down the field in college. You can't do that in the NFL. I just don't trust his coverage skills at the next level. I see him bantered about as a first-round pick. I don't think he's a first-round pick. I do think that he will be in consideration in the second round, and I do think that he'll be there in the second round for the Lions. But I would rather go in different directions. In fact, I would take his college teammate, Chris Abrams-Drain, who I think is a better overall prospect and a better overall player, and I'd be happy with him in that range. But Rakestraw, I'm just not feeling it for the Lions. You know, that's again, that's my take. I know the team feels differently, or have been led to believe that the team feels differently anyways. So got to throw that in there. Next up is an offensive tackle. And this is one of all the guys that I'm going to mention. He's probably the least likely to be there. And that's Amarius Mims out of Georgia. And this, again, goes back to me being risk-averse on injuries. It's a guy who missed some time last year. He had the high ankle sprain. He had the tightrope surgery, which is basically where they thread through and tie your tibia and fibula together down at the bottom so you can't aggravate it against it. It's the same surgery that Bryce Young had. Tua Tagovailoa had when he was at Alabama. Then he's also had, he had a hip injury. And this is a guy who got injured, or I shouldn't say injured. He hurt himself running drills at the combine. I know it's the Underwear Olympics. I know you're not doing anything football wise, but, when you're suffering injuries, when you're working out, I don't like that. On top of that, he's very inexperienced. He's very high ceiling, like no doubt about it. If he puts it all together at his size with his movement skills and his length and strength, he's going to be really, really good. But he's not there yet. And the technique is a little bit wild. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's very high. I would just rather another team take the risk on that. It's not that I don't think that Mims is going to be a good player, but there's a lot of variables with him. And I would rather take somebody cleaner, somebody that offers a little bit more NFL readiness. This is a guy who played under 900 snaps. There are guys, Jordan Morgan is a good example of a guy who I think might not have the ceiling, but has a much higher floor. And if I'm looking at offensive linemen, I want somebody who's got a higher floor necessarily than a higher ceiling. So especially when you've already got a super high ceiling guy in Panay, a super high ceiling guy in Frank Ragnow. I want guys who won't be the weakest link. Because quite frankly, we've all seen this. Teams attack the weakest link on the offensive line. All defenses know how to do it. Those of you who don't like Aaron Glenn have to acknowledge that even he knows how to do that. That's one that I'm going to be out on. And then again, I don't know how the Lions feel about him. I haven't heard one way or the other on it, but, I kind of think that he's going to be gone before then. He's going to be in the top 10, 15 of a lot of people's big boards. Not mine, but you know, I get it, but, I still see the appeal there for the Lions. Too many variables that could go the wrong way with him. Let's get to another one. Chop Robinson, edge, Penn State. Probably the best generator of pressure in college football last year. He's really good at running around the edge of the tackle. He's got ridiculous get off. He's got great speed. He can corner really well. So how in the world does that guy only get 8 sacks in 2 seasons? He got 3 last year. It's pretty easy to see, honestly, when you watch him. He doesn't really understand how to play football all that well. And it's not like he's gotten better at it either. He doesn't have a plan when he rushes other than, I'm going to try to beat this guy, run really fast around him. Every now and then I'll set him up with an outside move and I'll cut back inside and try to cross his face. And then I will run into the guard because I don't have great vision. I worry a lot about Chop. Specifically with the fans who don't like Aiden Hutchinson and don't think that Aiden Hutchinson finishes enough. Hutch is a masterclass in finishing compared to Chop Robinson. So again, good player, exciting player. I understand why people get thrilled about the concept of him coming in and will he generate a lot of pressure? Probably. But if you get pressure and you don't get sacks, that's how running quarterbacks eat you alive. We've all seen that. We've watched this defense get pressure on Justin Fields, and the likes of that. Bryce Young, even. You're going to go this season. Caleb Williams is going to be the number one pick. You're facing him twice. Jordan Love can run. You got C.J. Stroud in the schedule. He can run. You've got a lot of potential quarterbacks that you've got to beat in the postseason. Jalen Hurts can do it. We've seen Brock Purdy actually have a little bit of evasiveness. The guys that you want to beat can all beat you with your legs. And if you get pressure and you don't finish, you're in trouble. And that's Shop Robinson in a nutshell. Great at creating pressure, not so good at finishing. He does have some potential. Like if you can work with him and make sure that his development goes right and teach him some actual football, teach him some counter moves, teach him some anticipation, give him a plan, maybe. But high risk, high reward there, and I would rather go in a different direction at the edge spot. And I'm not sure that he's going to be available there either. We'll see. I kind of think he does, just based on conversations I had at the Combine and at a recent pro day that I was at, talking with some folks. The NFL isn't as high on him as I think a lot of people think they are. Now, having said that, watch him go 10. That's just the way things go at this time of year. But I'm not a big chop guy. Reminds me of Aziz Ojulari. And a lot of you are like, who the hell's that? He was a second-round pick of the New York Giants a couple years ago. Speed rusher, chops a little bit bigger. I think he's got like 5 to 10 pounds on him. But a guy who was really good at creating pressure in college, but didn't necessarily finish all that well. And that's sort of been the case with him with the Giants. And the fact that you don't know him as one of the elite pass rushers in the league, he's a solid player. He is like decent. But he's not worth where he was taken at when you have other options that you can get. And this is not a great pass rush draft to begin with. And I just don't see it with Chop in Detroit. The other thing is, not really a heady run defender. Doesn't mean he's bad, but he doesn't always do what you need him to do in the run game either. So I'm going to pass on him, even though I do think that there's a fairly good likelihood that he will wind up being a guy who like generates a lot of pressure at the NFL. I want more than that. Last guy we're going to come to is Tez Walker, wide receiver, North Carolina. And I know some of you are doing it. You're like, hey, but you mocked him to the Lions in the second round of your last mock draft. Yes, I did. My mock drafts are independent of my rankings. And I know that the team is very interested in Tez Walker. They have met with him multiple times. They met with him at the Combine. They met with him at the Senior Bowl, a formal meeting at the Combine. They were at his pro day. More specifically, offensive coaches were at his pro day. They've had him in for a top 30 visit. By the way, it's not a top 30 visit, and I just called myself, and I'm mad at myself for doing it. It is a 1 of 30 pre-draft visits. It means no indication towards being a top 30 player. Or a top 30 player on their board. That's a misnomer, and I wish we would stop doing that, and I'm very angry at myself for doing that, so I will flog myself after I get off the air here. I'm not a Tez Walker guy. There's a lot of... So basically, hard to describe. He reminds me of a cross between J-Mo and Quintez Cephas, and I'll try to explain that in that everything that you don't like about J-Mo, if you're a J-Mo critic, he doesn't catch the ball all that cleanly, doesn't always look the ball into his hands, doesn't have the precision on routes that you want, he kind of drifts. His 8 yard out will be at 8 1/4 one time. He will take different footwork to get there on another time. Another time he'll short it. Won't always turn his head around to look for the ball on time. That's Tez. And the other thing is, he's about Quintez Cephas' size. He's faster. He does have very good speed, and I've seen it. I saw him at the Senior Bowl. He can fly if the jam misses or if they're playing in zone. He will eat a lot of yards up on that. That's where the J-Mo comparison comes in. But the Quintez Cephas thing, he makes contested catches out of routes that shouldn't be contested, and he doesn't always like understand where and when he needs to be where he's at, which was something that Cephas did. Double catching the ball. Again, There's a lot of that on Tez's tape. There was a lot of that on Quintez Cephas's tape. I don't think that Tez is a bad blocker, but I don't think he enjoys blocking. Doesn't have that exuberance that you see from Amon-Ra St. Brown. Or by the way, J-Mo is a very enthusiastic blocker. Tez is like, you know what, I will block, but it's just, you know, he'd rather be catching the ball, obviously. And that's another thing that you see from him that actually Cephas and J-Mo both have. When they know they're not the intended target on the route, they don't run the route as well or as spirited. And that's something that rubs me the wrong way. And I hope that it rubs the Lions the wrong way. I know they spent a great deal of time on Tez Walker, but I'm not in on him. So there's the five that I hope they avoid. We'll come back in a couple days with my personal what I would do mock draft. Look for that over the weekend. Until then, keep checking out Lions Wire and Detroit Lions Podcast, and like and subscribe so you know when that goes live. Thanks.
Let's bring it in here together. Let's go. Woo! Let's go, baby.
Lions on three. 1, 2, 3.
Lions!
You've had enough of that shit.